UEFA Nations League then, a new trophy to win, promotion and relegation, and a proper, meaningful programme of internationals. I'm going to explain what it's all about. There are 55 UEFA-recognised nations. Now, they're divided into four leagues based on their rankings, with the best sides placed in League A, England, of course, the worst in League D, we're talking Liechtenstein. The rest are somewhere in between. Those four leagues are then split into four groups containing three or four teams each. Groups A and B have four groups of three teams. Group C has one group of three and three groups of four. Group D has four groups of four. You keeping up? The group phase ends in November when all the sides have played one another home and away. It all hots up in June as each of the group winners from League A face each other in the semi-finals. The winners of those two semi-finals will compete in the final on June the 9th, 2019. That decides the first ever UEFA Nations League winner. Fanfare. Countries will be promoted or relegated based on performance as well. This is new. Teams that finish bottom of their respective groups will be relegated to the league below, replaced by countries who finish top of their groups. Nice and simple. Now, I know you're thinking, where does the European Championships fit into all this? Well, that qualification starts in March 2019. The top two in each group will qualify automatically for Euro 2020, leaving four spots to be filled. This is where the Nations League comes in. The last four places will be decided by playoffs in March 2020, and each Nations League will provide one of the qualifying countries. Each league has four spots to allocate for the playoffs, with group winners given first priority. If they've already qualified for Euro 2020 through the usual means, their place will be handed down to the next highest-ranked team from their league, which has not already qualified. If they can't find enough teams for the playoffs from a certain league, as is likely in League A, they will go and grab some teams from a lower league to make up the numbers. I must stress here, UEFA aren't just making this up as they go along. The four teams will then play two one-off semi-finals and one final in March 2020 to decide the qualifier from each league. The Nations League therefore gives every team in League D an alternative route to the European Championships. Congratulations to Azerbaijan, Macedonia, Belarus, Georgia, Armenia, Latvia, the Faroe Islands, Luxembourg, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Liechtenstein, Malta, Andorra, Kosovo, San Marino, or Gibraltar. It also pretty much provides a safety net for the bigger, underperforming countries. So there you go. UEFA simplifying international football.